Mr. McKenzie?
Hi, Andrea. What's up?
Bad news, I'm afraid. What? James Pilger has rung from All Days, the packaging suppliers. He couldn't get through because you were on the line, so as it was urgent, they put him through to me.
And?
He's very apologetic, but he says they can't get the full order of packing materials through to us.
What?
He said there's a transport strike. Something to do with all those demonstrations about fuel duty.
Oh.
The hauliers are going out in protest for 48 hours, apparently, and that affects our deliveries here.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the fuel protest, but I didn't think the biscuit barrel would be affected, though. What did James say exactly?
He told me he reckons that they can get 60% of the supplies to us on time.
60%?
He didn't know when they would be able to get the rest to us. I told him that you would call him later.
Is Lee Chung in his office?
I think so.
Right. Lee, it's Malcolm here. Have you heard the news about Old Days? Seems they can't get tomorrow's full packaging order over to us because of this transport strike. Only about 60%, apparently.
Oh, no. That's serious. We're in the middle of a big production run, aren't we?
That's right.
Look, we need to get some more information from All Days, Malcolm. Percentages aren't good enough. We need to know exactly what packaging they can deliver and what they can't.
Okay, I can ask Andrea to do that right away.
No, I'll do that. I want to be exactly sure what is coming and what isn't.
Okay, what else?
Well, two more things straight away. Once we've established exactly what orders can get to us, we then need to see who else can supply us with the rest of the order. And maybe Andrea could make a few calls about that.
Sure. And the other thing?
We need to prioritize our clients. We have to decide whether to send partial orders to everyone, or to send full orders to some customers and ask others to wait.
That's a bit drastic. But crisis management, I suppose. Okay, shall I ask Andrea to make a list of suppliers?
Yes, and I'll phone James in the meantime.
Okay, let's crack on. The sooner we get on, the better.
Hi, Malcolm.
Hi, Maria.
Hello. Andrea's just told me the news. Do you think we'll get all the supplies?
Well, I hope so. Andrea's making some calls to find substitute suppliers just now.
Mm.
But we'll certainly have to pay dearly for them. For once, our suppliers have got us over a barrel.
Well, at least we'll have enough material to get the orders finished on time.
Mr. McKenzie, I'm really worried.
Huh?
I've made 8 calls and they've all come up negative.
What?
No one is available to deliver our packing materials. It seems as though everyone's affected by this strike. And if they're not out on strike themselves, they're already booked up. I'm running out of contacts.
Oh, dear.